let's just take those four attributes: his eternity, his unchangeableness, his wisdom, and his omniscience. Think about what those mean, and in the next slide, how do you unleash those attributes into your daily life? Okay, now I'm going to show you here. I've taken four of God's attributes from these 25 or six. His all-powerfulness, all-power, his all-knowing, his everywhere present, and then he is, you know, loving and gracious and merciful. He's good. Okay? Now, look back at the slides. How do you unleash that into daily life? Well, let's just go through this, okay? I'm going to show you what God wants to do, number one, with all of our problems and fears and difficulties. You know, like we've lost our job, or we just got in a car wreck, or got the bad news that we have cancer. How does God want us to look at him through these difficulties? Well, number one, he wants us to know he is good. Number two, he is wise. Number three, he's all-powerful. Number four, he's everywhere present. Now, think about what that means. And for just a minute, let's go back to the blackboard here. And I've got to get my slides to work. There we go. What the Lord is trying to tell us is that his attributes form something like an impenetrable safe room. When we lived in Oklahoma, there were tornadoes all the time. And these people go around selling safe rooms. And what they would do is they say, we'll dig a hole in your backyard, kind of like in Twister, you know, the movie. We'll dig this hole and we'll put steel and concrete and we'll put this heavy door on it. Or even better, so you don't have to get wet, we'll go into your garage and we'll cut through the floor and we'll dig down and we'll put steel and concrete and reinforce it and put bands around it. So when a tornado comes, you go right in there. Safe room. That's nice. It's too expensive. We never had one. Do you know what the other alternative is? You get in the bathtub and your whole family gets in the bathtub. We had eight children. And you put a mattress over you. That sounded really safe. So what we would do is we'd get in our tornado room and pray. But look at this safe room. This is the divine safe room. God says, I want to put my attributes like strong arms around you. And I want you to know that whatever you're facing, whether it's job loss or cancer or can't find a wife, you know, that you're lonely, doesn't matter what you're facing, God says, I know. I knew about your job loss before it happened. I knew that you have cancer coming. I know all this. And I wouldn't allow it into. See, God says, I love you so much that it wouldn't get in there unless I knew it was best. I'm all powerful. I could have stopped it from coming in. I knew about it way ahead of time before it happened. And guess what? Do you know what omnipresence means? God says, it means I'm in the box with you. I'm in the safe room. Next slide. Let's go through these. Listening to God's voice, that's his word, means that we are trusting his word, that he is good, wise, all-powerful, and everywhere present. So how do we apply the 20-plus attributes of God? Look, we went through all those, independence, unchangeableness, eternity. Here's how. We take four of them, his omnipresence, omniscience, omnipotence, and his goodness or love, and we put every problem we face in life into perspective. And what does that mean? Well, here we go. All of our life's challenges, our financial hits, our accidents, unexpected loss, cancer, what does God want us to do? Well, he wants us to know, do you remember what we started with in the book of Isaiah? He wants us to know that we're held by him with his strong arms. What are his strong arms? God is good. He always loves us. God always knows his omniscience. God is always with us. He's in the safe room with us. We're held by God. He wants us to know that he is powerful, that nothing could get into our safe room, our box, if he didn't allow it. Now listen, God is either good or bad. God is either wise or dumb. God is either all-powerful or he's weak. God is either everywhere present, including right here with us in our problems, or he's absent. But our response to the struggles we face in life declare our belief about God. Next slide. What does God want from us? Lives that reflect we're trusting changeless truths about God. Now look up. How do we have lives that reflect that we trust changeless truths about God? By getting to know God's attributes, getting to know his character, which are those strong arms, and bringing every fear to him, and realizing we can put it in this box of his strong arms around us.